Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions anywhere, from 5 seconds to 15 minutes, whatever, however much time you have, anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question. Having a great visit with our good friend Jane Pollock. She's the author of Sole Proprietor, 101 Lessons from a Lifestyle Entrepreneur. Jane, tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
My website is janepollock.com, and it's J-A-N-E-P-O-L-L-A-K, no C, pollock.com. And my book is on Amazon, and that's the best way to find me.
And the best, not the best part of the book, but the greatest part about picking up the book and having it on your desk or in your library is her beautiful pictures right on the cover. So
I think that was a
good move there, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
When we went to the break, we were talking about updating your marketing material and that sort of thing. And I made a comment that we were talking about how you also need to keep up with your digital profile and make sure that's up to date and that's got the, you know, puts your best foot forward as well. And I made the comment that we actually turned down interviewing a person who, and it wasn't like their resume was all that compelling, but they were sort of in the hunt, but we turned them down without them knowing it because they had like over 800 friends on Facebook. Now this was probably close to a year and a half ago. So Facebook was, you know, hadn't, I guess, I don't know how long it'd been out by then, but anyway, we turned them down. In my opinion, that was way too many friends on Facebook.
You know, it's so interesting because it could have been a pro or a con depending that, you know, all their followers, like 800 more people, would now know about Jim Blasingame. So that, you know, I saw it as reverse thing, that they're bringing that community and that extended community.
Isn't it interesting how the two of us, and of course, you know, and I'm not... We clearly use social media for what we do here and to reach out to people, and we know the value, we see the value, no question about it. We do it all day long. But if you're an employee, Jane, one of the issues we have that employers have these days is getting the personal social media out of the workplace.
Yes. So monitoring your employees' behavior is challenging.
I checked my position, and back in those days, I had three employees in their 20s, and I asked them, I said, let me ask you a question. Now, I know you guys aren't guilty of this, and I, you know, with my tongue only somewhat in my cheek, I know you guys aren't guilty of this, but what if I said that I would not be surprised if the social media distractions in the workplace were becoming epidemic, and all three of them, without blinking, said you'd be correct.
Very interesting.
Between the cell phone texting and all the little pop-up windows and all that kind of stuff.
Right. That's really interesting. How revealing. I have somebody in my mastermind group. Was interviewing people to employ, and her acid test was, she said, let's walk out to your car right now. You know, like the condition of your car is a reflection of who you are and what kind of person. I thought was fascinating. So there are all kinds of ways to get that information. But, you know, one other thing that's really current for me is I'm reading Howard Schultz's book Onward about the Starbucks experience.
Right.
Have you read it? It's wonderful.
No. Mm-mm.
It's really wonderful. But what it boils down to, it's very simple. He says, one cup, one customer, one community at a time.
Yep.
And that's, you know, that's what we're talking
relationship,
about.
Relationship, so not transaction.
Relationship marketing. And I think that's what we're talking about, is how does each person who you come across see you, whether it's on your Facebook page, at a networking event, hearing you speak, reading what you've written, you're creating a relationship with each of them. And whether it's your big business card or some you in person, that's the bottom line. And because we're entrepreneurs and sole proprietors, we control that. it doesn't have to, it doesn't get to be controlled by anybody else. So paying attention to that is so essential.
Absolutely, no question about it. And to the young people, you know, I'll tell you, folks, it doesn't. If you want a job, nothing. I mean, your resume could be not as competitive as somebody else's, but if you present yourself the right way, if you make sure that that prospective employer knows you want the job, and then you tell them in a very compelling way that you want the job and you'll do the best job you can. If the person with a better resume doesn't do that, you'll probably get the job.
That's right. I went to something called Super Interns where it was like speed dating, and the employers were, you know, the business owners were sitting on the outside and the students were sitting on the inside, and we would meet each one for 8 minutes. How revealing was that? You know, they came with their resumes, they came with their personalities, they were all very attractive. And what happened with one of them was one guy said, you know, I'd really like to help you with your technology, all the back end. And I said, that's great. I'd like a couple of references. And I never heard from him again.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's more than the top layer. So it's, you know, there's so much to talk about here.
Well, and do you think the young people are they trained properly for these things? Or do they just disregard it? What do you think?
I think they're not. My daughter, Lindsay Pollack, who you might want to have on your show sometime,
yep,
wrote a book called Getting from College to Career. And she said she would hear students say, you know, that they walked into their interview with a cup of coffee in their hand.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hello.
Yeah.
You know, some basic things.
Or while they're in the interview taking texting and things like that. I've heard of that. I have.
No.
Can't do that, folks. I don't, you know, I know. Jane and I have, you know, been around the block a couple of times, but manners are manners. Hey, Jane, give us a website quickly one more time.
It comes back to what you learned at your parents' dinner table.
And, that's,
you know,
right.
If you looked each other in the eye and listened to each other, that was a really good start.
Thanks, Jane. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.